You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
הילדה שלוחה הנותן עם בן שפר. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that the bracha was that the portion of Naphtali will have a very fast growing fruits. Fast growing area that the trees will give fruits very quickly. And then just like the deer that runs so fast, so Naphtali Ayala Lakidir Shelucha Hanotenim Reshafis, and those that they eat from the portion of Naphtali, they will praise Hashem. Imre Shafir, that means a word of beauty. That's one insight. And the other point that Rashi HaKadosh mentions.
I'm sorry, what's the difference between his portion and other portion?
We'll see. And then that at the time of the war after Sisra, but that 10,000 people from tribe of Naphtali, they went to Emek Shulach Beraglav, is brought. That means in Shoftim, they were very swift to go to the war to defeat Sisra and his soldiers. The other insight that Rashi HaKadosh brings that relates to later on that Yaakov Avshalom, when he passes away, the Masechet Sukkah brings that Esav had a claim that Marat Machpela belongs to him. So Naphtali ran to Mizraim to bring the escrow deed to show Esav. So he had these three inside the Rashi HaKadosh brings that what exactly this bracha is all about. There has been a monitoring study that has taken place that there's a possibility to tell a character by your activities, such as they could analyze the way you write, what character you have. If your writing is scorpion and frog, you know what that is? No. The type of writing is called scorpion and frog. Right, exactly, yeah. Like the doctor, the way they write. So.
Who charge for advice to analyze handwriting?
Yeah, there are people that do that.
I've used the services before.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Right. So. That's a type of analyzing your character. Or, like let's say, what habit people have as far as how much they eat, how they eat, or when they, while they're eating, they speak. So that shows they're very temperamental, they're very impatient. So now to fix that, so now when you fix your handwriting, make it better, so then it will impact your character. Or like let's say if you eat less or slower, or let's say you eat with teaspoon, so then that would help you, your behavior that you need to work on, shortcoming. Right. So no, but the point about it here is that your way of taking action actually presents your character. Are you a calm person? Are you temperamental? Are you a triple A person? You know what triple A person are?
Yes.
You know what they are?
Charged up, hyper.
You see people, they walk in the hallway and keep banging on the elevator button. They call people A. Because they feel by pressing the elevator button, the elevator is going to come. Something like that, yeah. Or there are people that they have breakfast, they read newspaper, and they talk to cell phone. At the same time, they talk to their wife.
And they
have
coffee too?
Yeah, they're... So now here, the Birkat Naftali is a very interesting, powerful message, and it is that Naftali had a very special activity or physical power, that he was like a deer. But at the same time, there's a contradiction here, because it says he's able to give very soft, pleasant wording. Doesn't go together. As we explained, If you fast, obviously you talk fast. Mm. You understand? But here, the raha is that even though that he was a fast runner, he was able to give such a pleasant wording. Mm. So soft wording. So here, the raha was that Naftali was able to attain such a great level that would not let that his physical strength affect his character. So that means, without any doubt, your writing is you, your eating is you. It cannot be you eat fast, you eat too much, and you don't scream. There's no such a thing. For sure you do that. And you don't need to go to a mekubal to tell you that. Or to a psychologist. It goes without saying. So here we see that the blessing that Naftali was able to gain, that he didn't let his physical strength would affect his character.
Yeah, because you become very hardy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you expect if he runs fast, you don't let anybody to speak. You tell him, you know, I know what you're going to say. You cut every, you know, cut off everybody when they're trying to make a conversation with you. As, you know, there are type of people.
You're saying his main attribute was he could run fast, so he had
Yeah, that's what, you know, we know about Naftali.
He was very strong physically.
Well, but that, probably yes. But the problem here is, his specialty was a fast runner. So to be a fast runner, you're a fast speaker too. But here he says, no. Hanotini Imrei Shafer. He gives a pleasant, soft...
goes against his nature.
He goes against his physical quality, yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, yes.
So the Neshama overcome the physical?
Not really.
He
did it himself. Yeah, don't blame the Neshama. And don't... Sorry? So here, the point of matter here is that... we actually, many times, when you lift like a big weight, heavy weight, automatically it impacts your system. So that means if you lift 500 pounds, so then you're about to short in every area. That means if somebody goes against you, you lift them up, throw them out of the window. Why did I lift 500 pounds? People will clap for me. I'm going to throw out of the window. That's what we like to do. Because everybody should know not very, very, mighty person. You had any
experience in doing any electrical work?
What work?
Electrical work. You know anything about electricity?
Just changing batteries.
Huh?
Changing batteries.
Yeah. Changing batteries. You know how it works?
Has three wires.
Negative and positive.
Positive, negative, and match.
Number of volts.
Oh, you have the positive and negative.
Neutral,
usually they don't use it to cut it. You know?
Yes.
So now to create the light, you need a positive and negative.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Light and darkness.
Well, let's stick to the electricity right now, so then we'll see. So now maybe we can learn from here. Like, let's say people, obviously, in life, the most practical matter that we run into to be able to communicate with other people. So now, the question here is, when somebody is not happy with you, so how do you respond? Yeah.
They're not happy with you, they don't get...
So you become defensive. It's very simple. Don't make it complicated.
Okay.
Yeah. You become defensive, you answer back, right?
You accept it or fight back?
Fight back, yeah. So now here, we can learn from the whole system that you need to create the light, you need positive and negative. Meaning, like if he's negative, and then you become negative, so then there's no light. To create a light is that when you run into somebody that is behaving towards you in a negative way, you have to behave
positive.
That's like a baro.
Yeah.
So to create the light, you need a force to create that. If I'm going to bring some light here, the solution is I go head to head with him, answer him back. To scream at him, to get angry at him, doesn't work. Yeah, because then you create negative, and then you have double negative, then becomes triple negative, and then there's nothing, there's no outcome. You follow this concept?
100%.
Yeah. This concept is a...
Beautiful
motion. Yeah, it's a... can be a lesson for... rest of your life, 120 years,
amen.
And to 180,
amen.
And make it 280.
When the person towards you is negative, and if you're positive, sometimes you make the other person mad because they are saying something stuff to you that if you be positive, even
no, maybe the concept of you're right. Yeah, you're right in some way, but your positive actually is negative. You don't know what positive is. The positive means that somebody has a claim. How do you become positive? You're right. I made a mistake. Finish. But even though that maybe you're right, but as the Mishnah we learn, we're not permitted to create a case b'shat kaso. Now somebody is upset. He's upset. So the general rule here is there's no way in the world that you can make somebody that is upset convince that there's some other options. There's no such a thing. It doesn't exist. But why? Because you feel he's right. So make him feel good. You're right. Done.
And what if when you make him feel good, he expect a certain action that is within the
As a kebaro. So then, tomorrow night, you take him to dinner and say you're wrong.
So at that time,
make sure it's an expensive restaurant. First of all, And then the most expensive meal that you can order.
Yeah. Someone giving you a positive reaction and you counter with being more positive, then that would be a beautiful outcome.
Yeah, of course. But see, this not it's very rare.
Right.
It's very rare. But usually, you know, the outlet that you run into is totally negative. Yeah. Totally negative. So now what you need, you have to give the positive force. Positive force. It was an interesting story. Many, many, many years ago, maybe 20 years ago.
Is that a true story?
It's a true story. It's a true story. Wednesday night, only Tuesday. You know, they made a bit Knesset. They put a big, big chandelier in the middle. And it wouldn't go on. So they brought a few electricians to, they couldn't figure it out. So finally somebody came. It was such an interesting scene. So he went out the ladder, and you know they have this little thingy to test the electricity.
Yeah.
So he touched it, wouldn't go on. So he took the pin, he rubbed it against his head. And said, bis, 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 bis. And so he said, the electricity that goes in here is exactly the amount of electricity that's going to my hair. That's it. So here, the point of it here is, if you don't give enough positive power, it's not going to work. See, you know, people use different type of pattern. What does okay means?
No.
Don't talk to me.
No. Okay. You say okay means?
It's okay.
What does okay means?
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Alone.
You said okay, no? You said okay, right? But it was exactly the city created in your head. In your head, that's it. You have to learn to give good, positive force to make somebody else
happy.
Not happy, elevated, feel good. Then you create the light. But here, as we see, the Rahman says, Naftani Ayala Shelucha. But, Hanoteni Reshafer, how could it be? That's what you have to learn. Your status this morning, today, what did you, what happened, you know, or what you deserve. Forget it. Doesn't work that way. You have to put it aside. You have to forget about it and learn to give, embrace. Beautiful, beautiful wording. Beautiful. That can change your life. That can bring such a joy. You don't need to wait 180 years for Gan Eden. Make the Gan Eden here. Why people waiting? Olam Haba, Gan Eden. Make it here.
The problem that they think they are in Gan Eden.
No, you have to.
You would enjoy your life in Gan Eden.
I'm sorry?
You would enjoy your life in Gan Eden.
Here? In Olam Hazeh, you mean? Of course, yeah.
It's a mitzvah to do so.
Yes,
now
yeah.
I want you to be happy.
Yes, so that's the guideline. That's the guideline that you have to bring such a joy, such a nachat, such a simcha, and the most delicate and critical point of our activity during the day is how the word is coming out of your mouth.
That's it.
Tone of voice.
Exactly, yeah. What to say, how you say it, when you say it. And that's what exactly the beautiful blessing is all about. Shenizkeh, Hashbaruch Hu yizakeh otanu to be positive generator. Bring such an aura, bezat Hashem, to our life, and Am Yisrael, bezat Hashem.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.